Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Sup, Kit?
It's 6:23. All right, let's do it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. They got a bunch of new products coming out for the summer. When it's hot and you're sweaty and you're thirsty, don't worry. Bud Distributing's got you covered, man. There you go.
Try that new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Oh,
good stuff.
Good.
Good stuff.
It's good. Good.
And you feel good. Tight. You still feel good after having a few. You're not like, you know, bleh. Yeah.
Absolutely right on that, for sure. So bear with me here. I might be talking a little weird because I bit the hell out of my tongue again last night.
What an idiot.
God dang it, dude. It's in the way back of my tongue, which is weird. Yeah, it's like right where it connects to your whatever that is, your throat. Sucks. Anyway, moving on. Let's go. Major League Baseball yesterday. White Sox beating the Indians 8-5. Cubs beating the Mets 3-1. And Pirates and Tigers were postponed due to rain and crappy weather there. Today, Pirates going to be Detroit playing the Tigers 2:10. That's game one. They got two games there. One at 2:10 and one at 6:40. The games will be 7 innings long. Which, is that because of a doubleheader or is that because of Corona? Do you know that?
I think that's just a doubleheader. I think, though. I'm not 100%.
Is that a doubleheader rule?
Yeah.
Because if it's because of Corona, we need to move on from that. We need to extend it 2 more innings because, come on. We got 6. White Sox going to be in Cleveland playing the Indians 6:10. Mets going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 7:40. NHL, which I watched some of yesterday. Yesterday was kind of a boring day. Just kind of flipping through channels, and I was watching a movie on MTV, and then the movie was over with, and then Teen Mom came on, and it came on for about 10 minutes until I realized that what was going on in the background. Oh, my God, dude. I couldn't turn it to hockey fast enough, and it was entertaining yesterday. It was, man. Stars beating the Red Wings 5-2. There are some games tonight. Predators going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 7 o'clock. Some NBA action last night, which I watched a little bit of as well. Bulls, actually, it's going to happen tonight. Bulls are going to be in Cleveland tonight playing the Cavs at 7 o'clock. The Thunder going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7 o'clock. Pistons going to be in Dallas playing the Mavs at 8:30. So there you go. Do you have any stories over there? You have anything from the old prep?
We do have a hockey story, which is kind of cool.
Somebody trying to stab somebody with the skate?
Yeah, the only guy who ever did that. No. This is not any murder-related story from hockey. Earlier this week, San Jose Sharks forward Patrick Marleau, anyway, he broke a record by playing his 1,768th career game. The most of any NHL player in history. Marleau appeared in his first game in 1997 and played through bouts with the flu, numerous injuries, and even once chartered a plane to join his teammates for a game in 2009 after the birth of one of his sons. So this guy obviously loves playing hockey, so much so that he just set the record for most of any NHL player in history for suiting up. There you go.
It's like that old guy that everybody respects, that old guy that's still just extremely aggressive and great.
Yeah.
You know, I know a few of those guys, but yeah, congratulations, man. Being in the league that long is no joke in any sport.
Yeah.
You know,
especially hockey.
Hockey, where you can fight and there's collisions every second of the game.
Yeah, that's you got to be pretty tough to be able to handle that many games on the ice. Hell, just skating, even if you didn't get hit. Skating around for that many games—it's exhausting.
What are the injuries like in hockey? I wonder compared to like football. So since you're skating around and gliding around on ice, are there less injuries because there's less grip?
I don't know. I doubt it. Because there's also less pads. And to be honest, too, you can get more speed skating.
Skating.
Yeah.
And there's more collisions, right. But as far as, like, leg injuries, like knees, because a lot of the ankles and knees happen from planting your feet, right?
Yeah.
It'd be an interesting study, you know? Because, yeah, it is a gruesome sport, but you don't have turf to really plant on. Like, when you're getting blasted, you're pretty much getting lifted into the air and tossed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never looked into it. This is the first time I've ever thought about it. So, I don't know. I think I'd rather get hit on a football field than on hockey. Field. I mean, God, those guys are, they're so
just
mean.
Colliding.
They're so mean, man. It's just insane. Yeah. Bunch of big old Russian guys on, with blades strapped to their feet, just flying there with a wooden stick trying to take your head off. Fantastic.
Right. Anyway. Wouldn't want to get checked up against the glass by one of those dudes, that's for sure.
That's my puck, baby. Don't you ever touch my puck.
Hey, it's your sports this morning, man.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocking that rock.
Oh, good morning.
It's a ninja. And he's going.
Ninja finish. 7:23 It's Brock. It's Hunter. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products for you to enjoy when you're thirsty, okay? Mm-hmm. When you're thirsty.
When you're thirsty. And don't you ever ninja vanish me ever again. I get lonely when I'm alone, man. Come on.
Where'd he go? Oh, God.
He's just leaving me like that. Anyway, let's move on. Major League Baseball yesterday, there were some games. White Sox beat the Indians 8-5. Cubs beat the Mets 3-1. Pirates and the Tigers were postponed because, well, it was a crappy day yesterday, right?
More like postponed.
Whoa. I got you. Today, Pirates and Tigers going to be playing two games, 2:10 and at 6:40. Game number two, obviously, at 6:40. There will only be seven innings in each game. Which, is it because it's two games, or is that still because of the corona? I guess I should probably know that, but I don't. White Sox going to be in Cleveland playing the Indians at 6:10. Mets going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs 7:40. NHL caught a little NHL last night. Stars beating the Red Wings 5-2 last night. The Predators going to be playing tonight in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 7 o'clock. So more hockey action for you tonight. NBA tonight, Bulls going to be in Cleveland at 7 o'clock. Thunder going to be in Indiana at 7, and Pistons going to be in Dallas playing the Mavs at 8:30. You got some stories over there you'd like to talk about?
I mean, sure, why not? I might as well. So speaking of hockey, earlier this week, which I'm guessing Monday, because that would be earlier this week. I don't know why they just wouldn't say Monday. San Jose Sharks forward Patrick Marleau. Anyway, he broke a record by playing his 1,768th career game.
Like 90 years old out there skating around?
He appeared in his first game in 1997, played through the flu, injuries, yada, yada, yada. He even chartered a plane to play in a game in 2009 after the birth of one of his sons. That's a lot of games. That's a lot of games. You know, lacing up the skates and getting it.
I got a question. I don't know why I just thought of this. This is so random, but it has to do with hockey, I guess. You ever see that show, like My 1,000-Pound Life or whatever? You know, people that weigh a lot. Is this terrible to say, but couldn't you just suit one of those people up and put them right in front of the goal? And just stuff the goal?
I mean, you could. I'm sure they have.
But like, all right, man, for three periods, you're just going to take a pounding from this puck. But we're going to pay you handsomely. Handsomely. Goalie. Your family's never going to have to do anything for the rest of their lives. I'm just going to lay you here. What? There's got to be a rule. I've always thought that. Just put them.
Let's see.
Because, you know, I think I thought of it. Wasn't there like a Geico commercial or something where they had like a seal? Or something in front of the goal.
Yeah, something like that. Hold on. I looked up biggest goalie in NHL history.
Nobody's thought of this. It had to have crossed somebody's mind.
Well, see, back in the day, like it's like back in baseball when like they would do a gimmick where they take a little person because it brought the strike zone down super, super low. So it was like impossible to strike out this little person. So they'd have them go up there and, get a free walk. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. You know?
Let's do heaviest. Hold on. Heaviest.
now he's researching. Now this is a study we need, guys.
Jesus, that's a big boy. Oh, my God. Let's see.
You know?
This is seven biggest NHL players in today's game. Like, looking at this goalie, he pretty much does take up the... dude, this guy's, like, taking up the whole effing goal. That's crazy.
You see? Just sit there.
Yeah, he's 250 pounds. The Vegas Golden Knights goalie resembles the Michelin Man with his gear strapped on. Robin Lanier also brings back memories of the old Amstel Light ad featuring a hefty goalie. So an Amstel Light ad did that. Dude, that's a big boy.
I think there was just recently a kicker kicked a field goal. He was like a 270-pound kicker. Just booted one like 60 yards or something.
Dude, oh my God. Sorry, I'm looking at all this. So there's this a picture of this hockey player. What's his name? His name is Alex Ovechkin. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's 6'3", 238 pounds. Dude, this still shot shows his stick bent from force as he's hitting a puck. Could you imagine taking a puck to the face from a 6'3", 238-pound Russian guy? Oh, my God. Dude, the stick is bending. So he's swinging that stick so fast.
So hard. It's got a kick on it. Wham! To hit that puck. That's crazy.
That puck's going to go right through your effing face, man. Just, God.
Not to mention these goalies back in the day used to just wear that Jason mask. That thing wasn't protecting
and
you.
And that was... Before that, they didn't even wear masks. They're like, sorry, dude, you're going to die at a young age. You're going to take a puck to the face.
Any given slap shot, you're dead.
What a crazy sport, man.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
This picture is horrifying. This is a horrifying photo.
And after that, you could potentially get in a fight. My God.
Exactly. There's
just
a good chance.
Just sharpen the sticks.
Like, okay, you know what we always joke about those stupid
gladiators
questions?
Out there.
Those stupid questions, would you stay in this haunted house for $1 billion? I found the one thing I wouldn't do even for $1 billion, and that is take a shot in the face from this guy hitting a puck. Absolutely not. I wouldn't do it. Oh, like, no, because I'd die. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yep.
Anyway.
There you go. Yeah, looking deep into hockey this morning. I love it.
God's sakes. Yeah, into murder sport. Murder puck. That's what I'm going to call it from here on out.
Sharpen the sticks and the puck. Let's make this interesting.
Just make the puck out of a 9mm bullet and then just hit it. Might as well. Yeah. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.